Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to this episode of the podcast. Today is a really fun one. This is our very first guest episode, and naturally, we had to have a team member come on, and I'm going to like introduce her in like just a minute. So it's really fun because she is coming on the podcast, but we are also introducing a brand new series called This or That. The purpose of this series is to help you beat overwhelm when it comes to all of the decisions around tech and tools needed in the digital space. There are so many incredible options out there. So we want to use this fun new This or That series to help you figure out which one is going to be the best one for you. Of course, we also have strong opinions, which you will definitely hear our opinions on the ones that we love the most. But overall, we're just excited to be able to start digging into this. So up first, we're talking about Trello versus Asana. And I had to bring on my project manager, Samantha, because on our team, she's the Asana queen. And y'all know, like, I love Trello. So this is fun. We're going to kind of go head to head and do a little showdown and talk about this. So, Samantha, thank you so much for being here. I am so glad you are on the podcast today.
Thanks, Kat. Super excited.
I would love for you to tell everybody a little bit more about you. And fun fact, you guys, Samantha was the very first project manager that I brought onto the team. Goodness, it was back in January of 2023. So long ago, it feels like we've been through a lot together in the last like year and a half. But I want everyone to get to know you a little bit. So tell us more about you.
Yes, thank you. Hi, I'm Samantha Haycraft. I'm from North Carolina and work with the KS Agency. I absolutely love working with this team. I am a dog mom to a cute dorgy named Tater. We love taking walks at the lake and snuggling in the office and also drinking coffee. Shout out to the AM Zoom clients. I promise I drink water too. But yeah, I went to business school and I started my own business right out of college, and I stumbled upon Kat and her team.
I love it. And Tater also like frequently jumps in on Zoom calls, and it's like, he's the cutest thing ever. So fun. It's so fun. I love the dog mom life. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about how you joined the team. How did you, we have such a crazy story of like how you found my brand initially and then when you joined the team.
Yeah, this is the perfect episode for that, because once I was starting to get my business together, I realized I needed new organization for my business. So I searched, like anyone on YouTube, for task management apps and just overall research. And that's how I stumbled upon Kat and just overall your Trello information. I downloaded the My Week template you had, and from there I was hooked. It was so fitting for this episode, as you know, we're talking about Trello, and it was really fun that that's how I found you. So yeah, I've been loving Trello ever since, but now working in Asana with some of our other clients, I'm really loving Asana as well.
I know. So seriously, we're about to like go, we're going to like just talk through all of the like pros and cons of Trello and Asana. And it's so funny, you guys, the freebie, the My Week Trello template that Samantha is talking about, like it still exists right now. It's my most downloaded free resource. So we'll make sure that we link that for you guys in the show notes. So if you are new to task management and you're interested in a way to like digitally organize all of your to-dos, we want to make sure you grab that. It's two free Trello templates that can help you start to get organized there. We also created a cheat sheet specifically for this podcast episode that is all about Trello versus Asana. So as you're listening, feel free to download that cheat sheet too to get the high points of what we love about Trello and what, you know, okay, fine, what we like about Asana, and we can like compare the two, and you guys can decide which one is going to make the most sense for you. So Okay, let's dig into it. So I have been using Trello since 2015, which is kind of bananas. That's like a really long time that I've been using Trello. And I definitely have a strong like brand love for anything and everything Trello. Like I'll just be honest about that. I see another task management tool and I'm like, no, it can't be quite as good as Trello. But at the same time, Asana has become very, very popular. And as Samantha mentioned, with our agency clients, with the visionaries that we're working with, we have quite a few clients that are joining our team and utilizing Asana. And so it became apparent that from a team perspective, I needed to not just be biased about Trello. There are other great tools out there, and we needed to do a little bit more research on Asana. And that is why we have so kindly dubbed Samantha the Asana Queen on our team. She works with the majority of our Asana clients. And if a client comes in and they're not one of Samantha's clients, our team leans heavily onto her advice when it comes to setting things up in Asana. So, okay, before we can get too far in the weeds though, let's just talk about, like, you mentioned, Samantha, like when you started your business and you were looking for like a task management tool, a project management tool, like I want to make sure we're all on the same page with like what that is, what does it do, and why is it helpful for our business owners? And specifically for us, like we're focusing on the digital product space and helping our visionaries organize all of the things. So I want to make sure we talk about just the importance of a tool like this and what tools like this are. So Trello and Asana are both project management tools, and they help you stay organized and streamline all of the moving pieces. You can organize to-dos, you can assign deadlines, you can have conversations, you can color code. There's lots of different things that you can do inside of a task management system. And again, this can be in Trello or Asana. There's a lot of overlap in the things that they can do for you and for your brand. So Samantha, do you feel like it is important to have a tool like Trello and Asana, especially in like the digital business space?
Yes, 100%. It is so important for business owners to have a tool just to organize all the tasks, to communicating to our team and overall having deadlines, and not to mention having spots for all the links and random notes and parking lot ideas, just everything so nothing gets missed. That's when I noticed when I first got started with my business, I had stuff living in my phone notes and on email and just everywhere. So I needed a place where I can bring everything together to live in one spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I remember having like a million sticky notes all over my desk, like when I first started to, like, you know, like a couple of years ago. And so it's been so great to be able to streamline everything. It's also nice because with either of these tools, we're talking like both Trello and Asana, you can have it on your phone, you can have it on your laptop, like you really can access it wherever you need it. So again, like kind of curbing the, don't just pull up the notes app on your phone and start dumping stuff there, like pull up the Trello app or pull up the Asana, like get it there so it feels a little bit more organized and streamlined. That's great. Okay, so digging into the difference between Trello and Asana. Again, we want to have a tool like this. We want to encourage all of our listeners to get a tool like Trello or Asana to help you get organized. But how do you know which one? Which one is going to make the most sense for you, for your personality, for all of the moving pieces in your own brand? So Samantha, what would you say is the biggest difference between Trello and Asana?
Yeah, so Trello is very visual for organization. It's like having a bunch of sticky notes on a visual board. So it's really perfect for those more visual approach to task management and those who like a very visual pipeline to be able to see. Whereas on the flip side, Asana is very type A, to where you can very detail oriented all the different tasks. So this is for those who love structure, organization, checklists, deadlines. You could do all those with Asana, and it can get very, very detailed in there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, you guys know, I can't help it. I have to like chime in on like Trello versus Asana. I think maybe that's part of the reason why I struggle sometimes in Asana is it almost gets so detailed. And I think my brain details out certain things already. So it's like, I like that high level. Let me see some of those moving pieces in Trello visually. And they're called boards. So it's like set up in a board view to be able to click on a card, have some notes and details in there, but not necessarily have like microed checklists. But at the same time, in certain scenarios, and obviously with certain personality types, you want that very detailed checklist to make sure that you're, you know, able to complete all of the tasks, nothing gets missed, things like that. So would you say that, like, I guess, what is the feature that you feel like is a good overlapping feature between Trello and Asana when we're like working with in the two platforms?
Yeah, they do have some similarities as far as setting due dates and putting the member assignee to certain tasks. So there are some overlapping features depending on what package you have with a Trello and Asana. But yeah, overall, I always say use what you're going to use. So whatever feature you lean towards more is definitely the best option for you.
I love that. Use what you're going to use. Pick one, set it up, and run with it. Like, that is exactly what we want you to do. And honestly, like, I feel more passionate about that than even the Trello versus Asana conversation, because at the end of the day, we just want you to stay organized, or we just want to help you get more organized. And I know we've had clients come to us that haven't used any sort of task management system before, and they're sending us a lot of different details via Slack or via Google Doc. And it's nice to then streamline things on those boards with whichever platform they decide to use. I love that advice. I'm going off script here, Samantha, so, you know, just bear with me a little bit. I want to talk about some of the various boards that we set up for our clients inside of Trello and Asana, because I think it would be really helpful for listeners to understand, like, a more actionable, here's exactly what some of your boards could be about. So if somebody is like listening to this and they, again, are like sticky note queen, sticky notes everywhere, notes on their phone, like stuff's all over the place, what are some key boards? And again, it doesn't matter if it's Trello or if it's Asana, but what are some key boards that they could start setting up to streamline the digital product side of things?
Yeah. Definitely. I would definitely suggest starting with just an overall like admin board, basically Kat's weekly board in Trello. That is a great starting point to just get in the rhythm of using Trello and using all of those features. And then once you get comfortable in there with just your overall admin task, I would definitely recommend using a new board just for your content things. So think podcasts, emails, YouTube, all the marketing things, so that can live in one board. So when you have on your marketing hat, you sit down, you open that board, and you're ready to roll.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And then as projects come up, we have like just an overall project board, and we do this for all of our clients as well, because some projects don't need their own board. That, you know, they're not as in depth where they need all of these moving pieces, but there still needs to be a parking lot to like drop them all and be able to brainstorm ideas or get your checklist together or start to put due dates in order. So we like to have that project board in place. And then of course for live launches, we are all about a good live launch board. And organizing like all of the details that we need with the moving pieces on the marketing side, on the operation side, everything that is needed there. Okay, so when someone, Samantha, is comparing Trello and Asana, what would you say is your favorite feature of Trello? And then what's your favorite feature of Asana?
That's a great question. So I really like Trello because I feel like it is simpler, just because overall I feel like the features and checklists are very straightforward, whereas Asana does have that more robust subtasks and all the different features to where you can truly build out a full project in just one task, versus Trello, you would have to use more of a whole card or column or even a whole board. So it really depends on how detailed and deep you want to go into a certain task or project.
Yeah, so smart, so smart. I will say again, Trello, don't kill me. But something that I do really enjoy about Asana with our clients where we're inside of Asana is that we can sync up those boards together. And Samantha is like nodding her head. She knows what I'm talking about. I'm trying to figure out how to best describe it to you guys because it's not like I can show you. I can't like screen share on a podcast right now. But essentially, the boards that Samantha was just talking about where if you had like a marketing board, maybe you do a weekly podcast and then you also have, you know, live launches. And then you also have a membership where you're dropping, you know, membership content. We can sync all of those boards into one board called like, we would call it like a quarterly marketing calendar board. This is what we do with quite a few of our Asana clients. And then we can go to one board and see all marketing, whether that's like internal with your students and like emails going out to the external podcast, live launch, et cetera. And that has been really, really nice, specifically because the clients that we're doing that for have all of those moving pieces. Like they have very robust businesses in the sense of, you know, a membership as well as consistent content and things like that. And so I will say Trello, I love you, but that feature in Asana is really great if your brand is that robust.
Yeah, totally agree. That is my favorite feature of Asana, that you can bring boards together versus living in separate ones like Trello.
I know. Oh, Trello. Just add that one little feature for us. Come on. Okay. So if somebody is deciding, like they're listening to this and they're like, Trello versus Asana, like which one should they go with? What's your opinion? Like where should they jump to?
Yeah, I really think it comes down to your preference and your work style and just how overall detailed you want your tasks to be. I do recommend starting with Trello because I feel like if you are already comfortable with Trello, once you make the move to Asana, you will already have that task management skill set to be able to use that without getting overwhelmed because Asana does have that ability.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's smart. And there, again, there's enough overlap. That's even why our team, when we started getting client inquiries that were already, you know, established in Asana, I was comfortable saying like, okay, we can organize your tasks. We can truly project manage the to-dos in something like Asana because there is enough overlap with Trello that it's still, they're sisters. They're different enough, but yet there's some overlap there. They grew up in the same house, okay? Whereas put me in something like ClickUp or Notion or whatnot, and I am just like, it is a whole new world. I have no idea what's happening over there. And more power to the businesses that use those, but that's not something that here at the KS Agency, we don't work in those tools. We're going to focus on Trello and Asana. So overall, we know that it is helpful to just make sure that whichever one you use, you need to use. Like just be really diligent and disciplined with implementing in on that tool. So do you have any tips, like just one or two things that you think would be really helpful for somebody if they are going from sticky notes, jumping into Trello or Asana and starting to use like that digital project or task manager?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely recommend using a template, whether that be in Trello or Asana, because they're out there. And I think that is a really good place to build on versus just staring at a blank screen and trying to set it up yourself. Because right. That way, once you have something set up, you can change it and you can adapt it. And that is the beauty of Trello and Asana, that everything can be changed. You can work on your workflows. You can change the calendars, change due dates. So yeah, it would be an ever evolving process, but definitely starting with a template is a great start.
Yeah, that's so great. And like Samantha said, there are also great YouTube videos. You don't even have to watch mine, you guys. Mine are actually really old at this point. I'm going to be honest with you. It's so great that YouTube is evergreen. So there you go. But feel free to, you know, do some Googling and you can find a lot of great resources out there when it comes to specific intricacies for Trello and Asana as you're learning. There's always a learning curve and that can make things feel a little bit overwhelming, but I do think that there's enough resources out there. And like Samantha mentioned, there are so many awesome templates And we're going to link our own Trello templates if you decide that Trello is the place that you want to start, as well as that little cheat sheet for Trello and Asana for you guys too. So Samantha, oh my goodness, this was so fun to like talk through some of our favorite like task management tools. Any final like tips or final things that you want to share with our listeners around just leveraging Trello and Asana or any sort of task management system in their brand?
Yeah, I think overall use, like we said, use what you will use, you know, get something set up, get comfortable with it, keep changing it and adapting it. And then overall, you'll see that it will change and grow into a system that you can use over and over again and really be proud of and just be in that flow each time and not having to reinvent the wheel or start from scratch. Each time you can just jump in and keep going with all the tasks. So yeah.
Love that. And you're actually about to like, as soon as we end here, you're jumping back into like Trello and Asana world, right?
Yes, I'm finishing up a podcast workflow freebie for each time there's a new freebie for a podcast. We have to do the same thing. You know, we have to create the landing page and create the Kajabi tag and the Kajabi email, not to mention the mini chat. You know, these are all the things that you need to think through creating a workflow. And now that it's inside of Asana, we can just copy it each time. We have the checklist, so we make sure everything is getting checked.
Love it. See, you guys, it's so easy, right? She makes it sound so easy. You don't have to worry about, did you miss a step? Just sit down, brain dump that step in a pretty little checklist, and then implement it, rinse and repeat it over and over. I love it. Awesome. Okay, Samantha, so grateful for you. I'm so glad you're on the team. Thank you so much for jumping on and sharing a little bit more about Trello and Asana. You guys, I hope this was so helpful. If y'all have additional questions, shoot us a DM. We would love to chat over on the KS Agency Instagram. If you are jumping into Trello or Asana, please tell us. Like, we are excited for you. Like, we literally love these tools. So we're excited for you. Send us a DM, tell us all about it, and we will talk to you guys next time.